Third round of heats about to commence here in the Bob Hine Memorial of 2015, brought to you by Bar Up Bull Bars. As Sea National has Ashley Woolner in the two cart starting from the pole. Dustin Burns in the 19. Bradley Newman, Gary Cozzi. That's Ricky Noyan. Mark Dunbar, Nigel Frisby, Wayne Ogilvie, Nicholas Riley, Jeremy Lavelle, Harrison Inwood, Grant Inwood, Robert Dixon, Benjamin Churchland, Troy Dixon and David Campbell, both at the back of the field. So waiting for good formation here so far. Looks like Riley just taking a bit of time in the nine cart to get into position. Don't look too badly formed up now as they come through on a beautiful winter's afternoon here in Grenfell. And up the inside off the second row, it's Bradley Newman who gets the jump. Newman leads them into turn number two. All through, although they're side by side coming through turn two. No one's off the circuit, which is good news. Bradley Newman, the Bathurst driver in the BKC VSR entry, leads the way through the hairpin for the first time. Into the infield now, and second place is going to be hotly contested because it is the 19 cart of Burns, who's got the 18 of Noyan right behind him. Now, Gary Cozzi in the 89 runs in fourth, as we did have one card off after all that. And it was the 99 card of David Campbell. So Campbell with some work to do here as the leaders head into turn number five. On the short chute to the infield. So the 43 of Harrison Inwood is off the circuit, down on the back straight. So Inwood had been one of the leaders in this class earlier today. In fact, Harrison Inwood in the 43 in heat number one finished in third. In heat number two, he backed it up with a win. So this will be costly for the A1 towing entry out of Bathurst. Great support from Bathurst Orange this weekend here at the Bob Hine Memorial. Of course, everything gearing up for the South Packs once again at Orange later in the year. Look forward to a big weekend over at that very popular circuit. As Bradley Newman from Bathurst. Of course, a lot of work going on with the Bathurst City Council there about getting a karting circuit in the city of Bathurst. And I know Dustin Burns in the 19 from Orange. Then it's Ricky Noyan from Bathurst in the 18 running third. Back then there to Dubbo's Nicholas Riley. Nicholas Riley in the white helmet, then Gary Cozzi from Wollongong. Three more Bathurst drivers in Lavelle, Inwood, Grant Inwood that is, and Nigel Frisby before it's Benjamin Churchland from Orange rounding out the top 10. Ashley Woolner's back to 11th place after starting on the front row. So Bradley Newman leading the way as he comes across the start finish line. Fastest lap of the race for Newman that time by a 36.106. So at half race distance, Newman out to a 1.4 second lead. The battle's for third. Noyan and Riley nose to tail as they head through the S's and onto the back straight. So Noyan holding off Riley for the moment. It looks like they've worked together here to catch on to the back of Dustin Burns. Now, Jeremy Lavelle is in the 69 cart. He's got clear of Gary Cozzi now and runs in fifth. Oh, as a mistake that time by Burns, opens the gap. Now, It's Noyen. Runs up the ripple strip going into turn one. Has that opened the door for Noyen, for Burns to come back at him? No, it hasn't. And all the while, Nicholas Riley now has found his way into that battle and has taken fourth place. So as the leaders head through the infield once again, this battle is a great one. For second, third and fourth positions, with Jeremy Lavelle looking like he's going to get involved in it in the not too distant future. It's Dustin Burns who's backing himself up now by some erratic moves on the steering wheel through particularly the infield part of the track. And Nicholas Riley has got past Noyen, and Riley now is the second place runner, 3 seconds behind the leader in Bradley Newman. So Noyen back to third, Burns back to fourth, Lavelle's now on his back bumper. So Newman, who leads this heat number three, he had a share of difficulties earlier in the day, finished in seventh in heat number one. Then in heat number two, he finished in second position. So now a win would do his pre-final grid a lot of good. So as the leader, cart number 10, Bradley Newman, heads through the infield once again. They're coming up onto the back of the 99 of David Campbell. That's the Pete Plater who had an incident on lap number one and lost a bunch of ground. But as the leaders are on their final lap now, that's interesting as Nicholas Riley looked over his left shoulder. Noyen set up for a pass on the right. He runs wide now, spinning in the grass on the short chute between second and third. And that has cost Noyen a bunch of ground and given Riley an easy run to the checkered flag, which is at the ready for Bradley Newman. Bradley Newman comes through the final turn and takes the victory. Newman takes the win. Riley home in second. Lavelle is up there in third, getting past Dustin Burns on the final lap. Then you go back to Cozzy and Grant Inwood. Frisbee, Churchland, Dunbar. Then Noyen, Woolner, Ogilvy, and Robert Dixon. Troy Dixon and David Campbell will round out the field. So some great driving there by Bradley Newman to get himself a 3.5 second victory at the end of the heat. The leaders head through the hairpin. It's Ian Sadler. Sadler leading the way. Brent Dixon, Reese Harradine, Horsburgh, Miller, Labutt and Gilby. And Sadler out to a handy 1.5 second lead already. It's Dixon, Harradine, Horsburgh. Horsburgh, as I mentioned, has had a few problems in the previous two heats. He's thrown it off the road a couple of times. And hopefully he can keep in this battle for second, third and fourth with Brent Dixon, Harradine and Horsburgh. Reese Harradine in the 9 cart has won the first two heats of the race weekend, with Ian Sadler in the 44, who leads us now, having the fastest lap of the race. Well, Sadler on lap four, got the fastest lap of the race, a 36.828 for Ian Sadler. So Sadler hoping to make this one an opportunity to sit on the pole, because Sadler, with 2 second place finishes, would be on 4 points. A win here, and Reese Harradine on third. Well, Harradine, in fact, would have the pole if the places remain the same. So he needs John Horsburgh to take a spot off him. And as I say, on cue, Horsburgh goes up the inside going into turn two. And that will help out Ian Sadler's cause no end, as Harradine now tries to fight back on Horsburgh. Horsburgh goes to the inside of Dixon. Dixon and Horsburgh. Horsburgh spins again. Oh, this is trouble, because Harradine is out of the race. So whilst Horsburgh's got a clutch and could drive away, Harradine's not running a clutch on that cart, and he has to pick up the cart and push it to the infield. So, well, that is a very disappointing end to that race for Rhys Harradine, and that will cost him quite dearly in the start in the pre-final. So Sadler just trying to keep the nose clean, having completed seven laps in the lead. Dixon in second position. Horsburgh's now up to third. Miller, Laybutt round out the running order. Although I think Gilby, who goes a lap down now, will be up into sixth place. So Thomas Gilby up to sixth place now. Sadler is your race leader. And Brent Dixon in second. Both those drivers from Orange. Ian Sadler in the Battery and Bits cart. Brent Dixon in the Dixon Kart Sport entry. Then it's back to John Horsburgh in the 61. And Horsburgh from Lithgow in the Tony Kart. Three mistakes now in three heats. But this one certainly the most costly for his opposition, because it's taken Rhys Harradine, the winner of the first two heats, out of this one. So as Sadler, under the white flag, starts his final lap. Dixon, then you go back to Horsburgh. Miller, Laybutt, and Thomas. Gilby, one lap down to the leaders. So the checkered flag at the ready, and Ian Sadler will take his first win. And that will lock him up a pole position in the pre-final tomorrow morning. The checkered flag for Ian Sadler. Brent Dixon, home in second. Horsburgh in third. Then it's back to Miller. Gilby is a lap down in car five. And Max Laybutt rounding out the running order. Curtis Dixon stopping on lap number one, and then Graham Abbott I didn't actually see out there in the 11 cart. So a disappointment for Graham Abbott. So get it, 12s brought to you by Bushy Race Skis. As they've got a couple of drivers there just having dramas getting started. And I think it's Ross and Watson as they go to make their way through. So Watson and Hunter Ross. Well, Watson and Hunter Ross finally getting their carts fired up, but they need to really start to step on the gas here and clear the engines out and then try and catch up to the back of the field. So Liam Torrey in the 67, Peter O'Brien in the 61 will be on the pole. Then it's back to Mitchell Whale in the 96. Caleb Heffron in the 64. 57 is Reece Smith. The 17 is Kyle Cotter. So then there's Barguana in the 79. Oliver McLansborough in the 2. The 7 is Henry McLansborough. The 23, Mia Bolton. One heat one, and then had a remarkable drive through the field after an incident off the start in heat number 2. Mac O'Neill, 81. He's fast. Watch if he can come through the field. They also got Josh Sargent back there in the 74. Watson in the 8, starts out of 14. Noah Sands in the 65. And the 26 of Hunter Ross will start tail end Charlie of the field. So they look good to go here in heat number 3 for Cadet 12s, brought to you by Bushy Race Skis. Ready to go. Oh, it's all packed up at the front of the field. They're 2 and 3 wide going through turn 1. A touch to the 57, who's gone right around there, and the 57 has managed to drive on Reece Smith, but not before. There is more carnage further back, and that is just trying to pick up the number of that cart that stopped there. I can't quite see, as he looks like he's a little bit hurt, the young driver there. As no yellow flags out around the circuit, so the race continues. And the leader is Peter O'Brien. O'Brien opening the door there. So is that second place Mitchell Whale? And Mac O'Neill has got himself up into the lead, I think. It was a double overtake that time. Mac O'Neill getting past Whale, who was making the move on O'Brien. So an interesting battle here in Cadet 12, heat number 3, brought to you by Bushy Racekeys, as they head through the infield once again. So Mac O'Neill leading the way in that top cart, the Signorama cart from Dubbo. Second place, Mitchell Whale, another of the Dubbo drivers. Peter O'Brien is in third. Now Mia Bolton working her way up through the field. She's going to put the pressure on O'Brien through turns 3 and 4 and onto the back straight. As Bolton looks to the inside, big lunge, and she's up into third place. So Mia Bolton in the Canberra cart, Shed Monaco cart, into third. Barguana's back down in fifth position. Then it's back to Sargent in the 74. The Grenfell driver in the Tegra cart, working his way well through the field. Barguana shuffled back to six now. Lawson. Then it's Sands. Cotter. Reece Smith after that spin on the front straight on lap one is back up to 10th position. Then it's Watson. Ross. Both those drivers having problems with their engines getting up to speed. Then it's Torrey, Heffron, Oliver McLansborough from Orange with Henry McLansborough behind him. So the 81 of Mac O'Neill leading the way. Mia Bolton, a great drive now, up into second. And Sargent about to go up the inside of Whale as Sargent is now in third. So Mia Bolton won heat number one. Fifth in heat number two, Josh Sargent in the 74, who got a tap early in the race and had to come back to finish sixth in heat number one. In heat number two, it was Josh Sargent taking the win. So there's not much between Bolton and Sargent in the points as we head towards the final. Now two carts off in the infield, and that we'll see. I think it's Barguana. And who else? Might be Barguana and Sands, who have had that off through the infield that time. O'Neill leads by 2.2 seconds. He's got the fastest lap of the race, a 35.277. Bolton and Sargent both doing their best laps last time by, with a 35.5 for Bolton and a 35.3 for Sargent. Sargent goes quicker. No, he doesn't. It's a 35.4 that time. As Sargent is on the back bumper of Bolton. And Mac O'Neill getting away. Oh, Sargent makes easy work of that on Bolton. So Sargent now up into second. Mac O'Neill, though, 2.4 seconds out in front. Sargent, Bolton, your race order. Now, Whale and O'Brien having a good battle back there in fourth and fifth positions. And it's Whale at the moment with the advantage over the 61 of Peter O'Brien. As the officials about to put a signal out. And it will be a mechanical black flag for one of the competitors there. It'll be the 81 of Mac O'Neill. So the leader with a problem, I believe. He's lost his side pod. His left side pod has come off the cart. And so the 81 of Mac O'Neill from Dubbo, with just two laps remaining, will receive the mechanical black flag, which means that Sargent and Bolton are the leaders. Now, you might wonder what losing a side pod does and why that might be an infringement for the driver, but it's a safety issue. It means that the carts could get interlocked side by side together, and it's something that we don't like to see in karting, which can lead to all sorts of problems. So unfortunately, Mac O'Neill We'll get the mechanical black flag. Now, he's going to go through and finish the race, but he's going to, unfortunately, even if there wasn't a mechanical black flag for that, he'd go underweight anyway because he's just taken a few kilos off the cart. And so it could cause him another problem anyway if he wasn't disqualified for the mechanical black issue. Mac O'Neill comes to the checkered flag. He'll take he's going to pull off and observe his penalty, which is the right thing to do. And that leaves Thomas Sargent to take the win from Mia Bolton. Mitchell Whale and Peter O'Brien, they had a good battle to the end there. And it was Whale in third, O'Brien in fourth, Lawson in fifth. Then it's Watson, who drove from the back of the field up to sixth. That was a solid drive by Riley Watson from Wagga in that four-pack Australia cart. Barguana, then it's back to Cotter, Sands, Ross, Smith, Torrey. And, of course, you then have Oliver McLansborough, the next cart through, with Mac O'Neill, Caleb Heffram and Henry McLansborough all involved in incidents that have seen them not registered as finishers. Well, Cadet 9s will be out next, but the Cadet 12s have had three interesting heat races today, brought to you by Bushy Race Skis. Of course, MD Steel Fabrication bringing you the Cadet 9s, and they'll be out on the track next. As we are set now for Cadet 9, heat number 3, brought to you by MD Steel Fabrications. Blake Strode in the 56 is on the pole. Matthew Hansford-Taylor in the V Medical cart from North Shore Karting Club there at Eastern Creek. Joel Strode in the 31. Ryan Pring. William Cozzi. And we are racing. That's the 31 of Joel Strode, who just got a huge hole shot and will lead them into turn two at the end of the front straight. Hansford Taylor, Joel Strode. Well, Hansford Taylor off the front row, and Blake Strode in the 56 just didn't get the jump they needed. So the 31 leading the way into the infield for the first time. As Joel Strode has had a strong weekend so far, with the 9 cart right behind him of William Cozzi. Then it's back to Darcy Boulding. Sebastian Ruiz, unfortunately, I'm not sure if he threw a chain or spun up a sprocket in that second heat when he looked set to take the victory. Cozzi won heat 1 from Boulding and Joel Strode. In heat 2, it was Cozzi again from Joel Strode and Waddell. But watch for the P-plater coming from the back of the field. Tom Drain, he is certainly a driver making a move and having had less than 4 race meetings, is showing some great speed. He's already up into 6th position out on the circuit. So Joel Strode leads Cozzi, Boulding, Ruiz, Waddell, then it's Drain, Blake Strode the pole sitter. And then it's Ross, Hansford Taylor, Pring, Holborough, and Gray. Leaders, Strobe and Cozzi, with a handy buffer back to Boulding. Boulding has got Ruiz now ahead of Waddell. So Ruiz in the 26, looking to close down the 0.6 of a second gap between himself and Darcy Boulding. So, a huge gap there, and it could see Ruiz going for third position. Now, we're starting to get into some back markers. So, Joel Strode will have some work to do here. At the moment, Joel Strode and William Cozzi, first and second. Boulding with Ruiz right on his back bumper. Ruiz has got a good run, goes to the inside down the back straight, And Ruiz makes the pass going into turn number two. He holds him off for the moment as they head towards the 3-4 through the S's and onto the back straight. Down there to turn five. Looks like William Cozzi in a position to really start to challenge Joel Strode for the lead. So as Ruiz is up into third, the focus turns back to the battle at the front of the field. Although Balding has got back past Ruiz, so Ruiz must have made a mistake through the infield. So as the leader heads through the S's onto the back straight, Joel Strode, and William Cozzi. Cozzi up the inside of Joel Strode, and he'll take the lead. So Cozzi takes the lead back from, or takes the lead from Joel Strode. So Cozzi back in front. Now, what can Ruiz do? Ruiz still can't get past Balding again. And he has got Waddle and Drain. Drain to the inside of Waddle now for fifth place. Sixth place, in fact. So Waddle running in fifth. They've caught now onto the back of the Balding-Ruiz battle. So your front two, Cozzi and Strode, coming up on the back marker of the 73. So the blue flag out for the 73. And Cozzi goes outside, Strode goes inside. Balding in the 15, Ruiz in the 26. As up the inside goes Ruiz. So Ruiz up into third now, and it looks like he'll hold on to that position as they head down the back straight. Can he pull out a gap to consolidate it, though? That will be the interesting question. As the leaders coming up on more backmarkers, the 77 this time of Holborough. Holborough passed by Cozzi up the inside, sneaking it through is Joel Strode. So getting the best of the traffic is definitely your race leader, William Cozzi. Ruiz now working through the back markers as well. Balding, Waddell, Drain. Then a gap back to Blake Strode, a gap to Ross as well. So two laps to run. In fact, one lap to run now. So the last lap for William Cozzi. As Ruiz is clearly into third now, but Balding, Waddle and Drain continuing to battle on this final lap. So Cozzi and Strode, they've sorted out that difference through the lap traffic. Cozzi got the brakes. Then it's back to Ruiz, who's all by himself for the moment, with Balding, Waddle and Drain all trying to battle it out for fourth, fifth and sixth position. Checkered flag, and Cozzi takes the win from Joel Strode. Ruiz home in third, then it's back to Balding. Waddell holds off Drain. Further back then to Blake Strode and Ruben Ross, the final two carts that were on the leader's lap. The Cadet Nines brought to you by MD Steel Fabrication. Don't forget, get down to the canteen for your tickets for tonight's dinner. Get down there quick. They want to organise catering for tonight, so you need to get your tickets very quickly indeed. Out onto the track now. We are getting set for the Clubman Lights and Heavy. So Clubman Light and Heavy brought to you by King Home Handyman Service and Dundee Contracting. Great to have them on board in this year's Barrett Bull Bars 2015 Bob Heim Memorial and Festival of the Kids. So Jared Whitty in the 90. James O'Malley in the 81 is your front row. Brian Wallner in the 14. Stuart Wieglin in the 70. Nicholas Riley in the 97. Jack Dare in the 11. Chris Riley in the 9. Peter O'Mealy in the 79. Then it's back to the 27 of Rick Selwood. 25's Nathan Carr. 88, George Thompson. Terry Selwood in the 46. Jackson Delamont in the 48. Jasper Ryan in the 15. Richard King in the 17. Ryan Galvin's coming out of position 17. He's had 2 wins so far. He's got some work to do. Andrew Smith behind him, Brendan Shea, Brayden Boots, Craig Talby, and Matthew Ray. As we look set for a start, racing, Whitney gets the jump off the start. Doing the crossover move is O'Malley, but oh, stacks on the mill, heavy, heavy contact. The left wheel ripped off the 78 cart in that contact. And that is Matthew Ray. He was the last man into the accident. And he has had some very, very heavy contact, as we said. So yellow flag still out at the start-finish point. As Whitty leads the way, the 81 is James O'Malley. Then it's back to the 97 of Riley. Further back then to Wiegland, Woolner, Dare, Chris Riley, Selwood, Mealy, Terry Selwood. Then it's Shea, Arnold, Thompson, King, Boots, Jones, Galvin, Talby, Jackson, Delamont, with Carr, Smith and Ray all yet to come through. So I'd say all three of those are out of the race. So Whitty leading the way. Riley has made the pass on O'Malley. Then it's Wiegland and Dare. Dare in that Cosmic cart, the Robbo Sand and Gravel cart. We haven't spoken about Jack Dare much today. But Jack Dare from Wagga, running in fifth place. Brian Woolner's back down to sixth. Riley in the 9 cart is in seventh, with Rick Selwood in the 27 in eighth. Across the start-finish line. And Whitty and Riley still nose to tail. O'Malley's there as well. It's a strung out back end of the grid because of that incident in turn number 1. So the class battle, obviously Whitty at the front of the field, has got clear track ahead of him, but Riley is really pushing the point. And Riley into turn 2 this time, putting the pressure on as they go along the short chute to 3 and 4 in the S's. And then onto the back straight. Riley's got a great run onto the back straight this time. Can he get the spot? No, under brakes. Whitty has him covered. So Whitty covering off the moves from Riley there. As Whitty, a little bit wide, coming onto the front straight that time. But Riley can't capitalise. So the first of the Clubman heavies is that of Dare, the 10 card of Shea, another DNF for him. So that's 2 DNFs in a row for Brendan Shea in the Clubman heavy class. Robbo Sand and Gravel card of Jack Dare is the first of the heavies. As Jared Whitty continues to lead the way from Riley and O'Malley. Oh, problems there for the 79. So we've seen 2 carts off the circuit in the last 2 laps. That's Brendan Shea and Peter O'Mealy. As in the heavies battle, you have Dare, then you have Rick Selwood, Chris Riley, Terry Selwood, Brayden Boots, Richard King, Jasper Arnold. Then it's Ryan Galvin with Jackson Delamont right on his back bumper now. Then you go back to George Thompson, Sebastian Jones, Tailby now, a lap down to the leaders. So fastest man on the circuit here in this third heat is actually the 81 of James O'Malley. So James O'Malley with a 31.627 running in third place and trying to make a move now. Nicholas Riley, who has dropped back off the back bumper of Witty. So with less than two laps to go, it's Witty leading the way by almost a second now over Riley and O'Malley. As O'Malley heads through the hairpin, now towards the infield, the double left-handers. And the white flag is at the ready, but doesn't look like O'Malley is going to be able to challenge for second here before the end of this race. Race leader working his way through the S's for the final time. And it will be Jared Witty who will pick up another win here in Clubman Light. Brought to you by King's Home Handyman Service. And Witty takes the victory from Riley and O'Malley. Then back to Wiegland. Jack Dare, the first of the heavies, and across the line in the 11 cart. Then it's Woolner. Woolner, Selwood, Riley, Terry Selwood, and Braden Boots makes up the top 10. So Richard King, Ryan Galvin, Jackson Delamont, Jasper Arnold and George Thompson the 15 carts on the leader's lap with Sebastian Jones and Craig Tailby all going one lap down. Jason Bailey on the pole for Restricted Heavy in the 7, Ashley Woolner in the 65. And it is Woolner who gets a huge hole shot off the start. Also going with him was the car to Brad Miller in the 14. So as they work their way through the S's now and towards turn 3, an interesting battle right at the front of the field. They head into turn 5 and Bailey has the advantage. So Bailey has come, no, that's not Bailey, that's the 3 cart of Middleton. So Philip Middleton has got through the field quite nicely in fact, and now leads. So Middleton, Woolner, Houlihan, Miller, Bailey, Mayle, Curtis Dixon, Hodges, Drain is the first of the P-platers with Kenny, Roislin, McKinnon. Then it's Jono Roislin and Jason Howe. So Middleton getting some cleaner racetrack has been his problem today. He's been coming through the traffic and hadn't been able to get a good clean run. He was disqualified after heat number 1 and then won heat number 2. So we've got a cart off over the backside of the racetrack. Can't pick up what that number is just at the minute. Fair chance it might be the Matthew Drain cart though. Oh, no, hold on. We'll need to update back to Heat 3. As it wheel off into the dirt, Woolner might have just given the position, second position, away to Houlihan now, as Middleton is driving away at the front of the field. So probably Mitchell Roysland is that cart that's off on the back straight. He hasn't come past the starter in the last 2 laps. Had heavy traffic through from 4th place on back, and we have a spinner on the infield. So that will be the 2 cart of Woolner. Sorry, it was the 4 cart of Jason Howell. So Howell has fallen right back with Curtis Dixon. So Middleton, Houlihan, Woolner the running order now. Middleton pulling away to a comfortable buffer at half race distance. He's got a 2-second gap back then to the second place man of Houlihan, who's also pulling away from Woolner. Now off the wheel off into the dirt that time. I think that was a 57 of Monique Kenny. So Monique Kenny from Grenfell pushing extremely hard. She drove in Canberra 2 weeks ago and had a very solid outing, putting in a very solid display. But I think she might be over trying here, Tad, and that's seeing her fall towards the back of the field. So as the leader heads into the hairpin once again, Middleton in the three cart leads the way. His last lap, a 32.968. That is the fastest of this race so far. Houlihan, a 33.1. That's his best lap. And for Woolner, a 33.4. So a battle down into turn number two now. Looking on the inside, it looked like Mail was trying to make a move on Brad Miller. And hasn't come off. Matthew Drain in the 59P has had a good solid run in that MD Steel Fabrication entry. He's up into fourth position, all by himself at the moment. Then you go back to the Miller, Mail, Bailey Hodges fight. In fact, goes even deeper than that. It goes to Jono Roislin and Gary Hodges, who's backed up a little bit. And then we have this other little battle going on between McKinnon Howe and Kenny. And Kenny now up the inside, trying to make a move into turn two, but has to back out of it. As the white flag is out, and Philip Middleton consolidates his position at the front of the field. So, battle for fifth. Miller still holding off the seven of Bailey. As Bailey to the inside, into turn two, Bailey will take the spot. So, Miller, can he do a crossover? No, Bailey consolidates. As the checkered flag is at the ready for Phil Middleton, Bailey and Miller continuing their battle on. In fact, I think it's Miller who got into the back of Bailey there, and he's lost another spot to perhaps Jono Roisland. So checkered flag, Middleton, Houlihan, Woolner, Drain. Then it's across the line. Bailey is the next one through with Brad Miller. Jono Roisland got past Gary Hodges there. Curtis Dixon was the next one through. Jason Howell in the four. Then it's Monique Kenny and Andrew McKinnon rounds out the 13 finishes here in heat number three of 125 Restricted Heavy, brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware. So Junior National Light, Junior National Performance out on the circuit. Junior National Light brought to you by Bartley Barker. And performance by Gordon Garland Moffat. So, Rowan Fripp in the 75 and the 55 of Blake Sinedro in the junior clubman category. Then it's the 48 of Zach Hurd. Behind Hurd is Madison Jess in the 11, Preston Bruce in the 86, Curtis Reed in the 33, Toby Webb in the 26, McBransborough in the 7, the 62 is Tommy Harradine, Chloe Cozzi's in the 71, Levaines is in the 8, Inwood's in the 25, Montalbano in the 69, 77 is Bullman, 18 is Morris, 47 is Sargent, Cervino is in the 88, 37 is Turney, 4 is Harness, 21 is Arnold, Gilbert is in the 20, Lavelle's in the 5, Breschner's in the 27, MacGyver's in the 3, and unfortunately it doesn't look like Sean Shibutari is out there. So we'll see how they form up. Rowan Fripp and Blake Sinedro on the pole. even off the starts. And Eldro gets a touch. He tried to squeeze Fripp. And we have a big, big gaggle of carts off the circuit. So cart to the infield. There is the... number six, I think it is, on the infield. Number of different carts all off the circuit. It's Rowan Fripp in the 75 who leads the way from Zach Hurd. The yellow flag is out. The 82 is the next car through. Sorry, the 62 is the next car through of Tommy Harradine. Taylor Harness in the 4. Thomas Sargent in the 47. Montalbano in the 69. Cervino, Jess, Turney, Morris, Gilbert, Emwood, Lavelle, Reed, McLansborough, Arnold, Webb, Bullman, Breschner, McIver and Bruce. 21 carts still out there circulating for the moment. So as Rowan Fripp leads the way, fastest lap of the race to Fripp, a 33.799. Zach Hurd at a 35.187. Taylor Harness up to third place with Benito Montalbano in fourth. Harradine slipped back to fifth. Then it's Cervino, Thomas, Turney, Jess and Darcy Inwood is your top ten. So the four cart of Taylor Harness under some pressure now from Cervino and Sargent up the inside of Harness as well. So Harness in the Mad Harry steel car getting shuffled back two spots as the tailor-made trailers, 88 of James Cervino and the Tegra card of Thomas Sargent both getting through in turn two. Then behind you also have Harradine and Turney looking like they're going to close in on Harness. So the four car, 47 of Sargent getting past the 88 of Cervino. The race leader is 75, Rowan Fripp. He's out to a 5 second lead. Hurd in second in the 48 has got Montalbano trying to close in on him, but Hurd putting in some good lap times here. 34.6 to Montalbano's 34.4. Sargent a 34.1, his fastest lap of the race. Cervino a 34.1 as well. Taylor Harness, no, just a pass there. Can't see which cart is slowing down. Oh, that might actually be the back marker they've just gone past too, because there has been a few back markers out there. So, race leader is still in the 75. Rowan Fripp leading the way from the 48 of Zachary Hurd. The 69 with that yellow driving suit of Benito Montalbano. Then it's the 47 of Josh Sargent. Sargent trying his best to get himself into a position. Now the leader is onto some heavy back traffic. He gets up the inside and, oh, just looping around is the 71 of Chloe Cozzi. She drives away from the incident. Now Sargent and Montalbano look like they're closing in on Zach Hurd. So Zach Hurd, who just set his fastest lap of the race, a 34.1 on that previous lap, has got Montalbano in a 33.8 and Sargent on a 33.5. So with the leader now completing eight laps, Hurd is going to need to pick up the pace here as he's got lap traffic to contend with, because Montalbano, again, taking 0.2 seconds out of his advantage. So the race leader is Rowan Fripp, the Alfredo Graphics and Design, number 75. As Hurd runs in second. Hurd looks like he's got a large enough gap now. But Montalbano is pushing hard. And Montalbano is looking for an advantage. As he comes down to turn two, though, there's no back markers. So Hurd and Montalbano look like they've got second and third wrapped up. As the leader heads through the infield for the final time, the 75 of Rowan Fripp takes the victory. Back then to the battle for second, which Zachary Hurd in the 48 will hold on to. And Hurd comes home in second, Montalbano in third, Sargent in fourth. Then it's back to Serafino, Harness, then further back to Turney, Inwood, Harradine, Charles McLansborough, across the line just ahead of Jessica Morris. Then it's Curtis Reed, Tony Webb, Madison Jess, Gilbert Grace, Connor Lavelle, Morris Arnold, Preston Bruce, Jake Bullman, and Josh McIver are the finishers here in what was a very hectic Junior Clubman and Junior National Light heat number 3. So Jack Koning on the pole here in Tag Light, brought to you by Dan Lehane Constructions. Heat number 3, Koning in the 59, Woolner in the 14, then it's back to Jared Whitty in the 90. Behind him, Mark Townsend in the 13. Jacob Pripps in the 75. Lachlan Schneider is in the 18. Stuart Wiegland in the 70. The 17 is Josh Hemphill. And the 12 is Matthew Morris. Getting set for a start. Away and racing off the outside. It's Woolner who gets the jump and gets a big hole shot advantage. Koenig with carts everywhere, left, right and centre on him as they head through turn number 2 and onto the short chute towards the S's for the first time. And Koenig will have Whitty and Townsend. Yeah, I think both have got past him now. So as the leader heads through the infield and onto the back straight, it is Woolner, Whitty, Fripp, Snyder, Koenig, Hemphill, Wiegland, Townsend and Morris, your running order. As they head along the back straight, Woolner with a handy buffer here in the MIA powder coating arrow. Now Brian Woolner in the 14 cart, second in heat number 1 to Jared Whitty. Then in heat number 2, it was Woolner, Whitty, Hemphill, with Hemphill getting the fastest lap of the race. Now Morris is having troubles in the 12, so he has pulled himself off the circuit. Woolner, Whitty, Fripp, Snyder, Hemphill, Koenig, Wiegland, Townsend is the running order. I'm surprised at Mark Townsend, who has fallen off the back of this battle. Woolner has got a handy buffer of almost 0.4 of a second on Jared Whitty. So the two Griffith drivers, one in an arrow, one in an energy cart, ahead of the Canberra driver, the Esprit of Jacob Fripp. Grenfell's Lachlan Schneider in the Cosmic cart, ahead of Hemphill in the 17. But it looks like Fripp about to come under fire here, as Fripp, Schneider and Hemphill. Hemphill to the inside of Schneider now. And they're side by side through turn 2. Schneider trying to fight back, but it will be Hemphill who has the advantage. Woolner, Whitty, Fripp, Schneider, Hemphill, Koenig, Wiegland and Townsend. Woolner Walner is your race leader. Witty back there in second. They've got a good buffer now between Fripp, who's under pressure from Hemphill and Snyder. And closing in, Koenig and Wiegland now, with Mark Townsend just out the back. So with four laps left, six laps completed, Brian Woolner is your race leader. Fripp with Hemphill, thought about a move up the inside. Schneider now with Koenig and also Wiegland trying to close in on him. Woolner, Witty, Fripp. Your top three. With Hemphill putting the pressure on Fripp now. The 17 cart, the Monaco of Josh Hemphill, again looking to the inside of Fripp. Fripp flicking that card around in their photo graphics design, number 75. Woolner of the MMA powder coating. Card number 14 leads the way from Jared Witty in the Races Warehouse, number 90. Fripp opens the door here. Oh, and a touch. And that will see Hemphill spin around. 18 of Schneider back up to fourth position. Koenig, Wiegland and Townsend with Hemphill finding his way to the back of the field. So the last lap. Ready for your leader, who has been caught now by Jared Witty. So Brian Woolner will have some pressure on him in this last lap. In fact, Witty has got past him. So not only did Witty catch him, he passed him as well. The 75 is Jacob Fripp. He's holding off Lachlan Schneider. Then it's back to Koenig and Wiegland, with Townsend, Hemphill rounding out the running order. So as leader, Jared Witty, Brian Woolner, can he do anything through the infield for the final time? He had a good run. He's looking to try and go up the inside of him through the left-handers. But it will be Witty who takes the victory. Woolner comes home in second. Third place, Fripp holds on from Schneider, Koenig and Wiegland. Townsend and Hemphill close out the battle. Heading out onto the circuit now is the Cadet Peas, brought to you by David Knight Transport. So it'll be Charlie Von Thien in the 86P on pole. The 47 of Ryle, Reese Glasson. Then it's Riley Gray in the 73. The 8 is Jet Cotter. The 12, Isabella Jess. Heffron in the 66. Holborough is in the 77. Assay is in the 4. Breschner's in the 17. Drain's in the 59. And Whale in the 99. So, as I said before, watch the 59 come through the field here. And that Forbes powder coating entry, he's been very quick today. Your front two are Cadet 12s. The rest of the field are Cadet 9s. So Von Thien and Glasson. Your front row. Away and racing. Now, Drain, three wide, round the outside, already has picked up two positions. Going down the centre into turn number two. He dives to the inside, gets another four positions off the start, with two cars having a spin going into turn two. So, the 86 of Von Thien with Glasson in the 47. Looks like Von Thien might have just got past Glasson again. As they come through the infield. Von Thine in the 86 leads the way. Glasson now passed by the 59. So Drain up into second. Now, Drain has lapped up to third position in his previous two heats. He's already off the back of the field as we have spinners in turn number one, pulling out in front of the 66 Heffron. So that was a moment there for those two drivers. Von Thine and Drain working their way through the infield. It's Drain in the MD, in the Forbes powder coating. Car number 59 that leads the way. A 38.178. He's 2 seconds faster than the next fastest car, which is Von Thine. And he's 4 seconds ahead of Glasson, who runs in third. Yellow flags out down in the hairpin. So that's the 66 of Heffron. So Whale, the spinner in turn one. Heffron spun in turn five. And the leader is making good ground here on the 66. Just running Von Thine wide. That's cost him a bit more time. 2 seconds a lap faster, Tom Drain, than second place. In fact, it's almost 2¾ seconds faster, Tom Drain, on that last lap. So it'll be interesting to see how far he can get in this third and final heat. So Drain out in front. The Tag 125 heavies are up next before we see the juniors and Open Performance close out our racing here today. It's Drain leading now by 6 seconds. In fact, it's 6.5 seconds over Charlie Von Thine. So Drain just finding new ways to make passes here as he's got the back markers to contend with. He's certainly, almost certainly passed the most carts this weekend. The 59 of Tom Drain as we have a spin. That's the 47 of Rhys Glasson. So Riley Gray goes past Glasson for third place now. As we're at half race distance, the leader has lapped up to 8th position. He's setting his sights on Maxisay in 8th. And then we'll see how many more he can lap before the end of this run. The blue flags need to be out here at turns 3 and 4 into the S's. They get out there now, and the leader is through. Second place, still Von Thine. Riley Gray in third. Fourth is Glasson. Then it's Holborough. Cotter will be the next one through with Breschner ahead of Cotter now. So Breschner's made the move. Say a lap down to your leader. So Tom Drain, a 38.2 that last lap. His fastest lap of the race, a 37.5. So that is a very respectable time. And as we've seen in the Cadet Nines, he has been able to hold his own with the full license holders in that one. So certainly a driver to keep an eye on in the future. As Tom Drain is now past the 66 once again. So the 66, 2 laps down now. As Von Thine is across the line and 15 seconds behind our race leader. So the 59 looking to try and get his largest winning margin so far in the three heats so far. He has had a winning margin of 37.8 seconds on a 40 second last lap. And then he had a 23.7 second win in heat number two. So the gap for the 59 at the checkered flag is victory to Tom Drain in the Forbes powder coating number 59. And we wait now to see his margin of victory. Second place is coming through the S's, I think we'll find. And into the infield, that's Charlie Von Thien. He comes across the line now. So the victory is 20.4 seconds. Reese Glasson will be coming in third. And Glasson comes across the line now. He was 35 seconds behind on a 37 second lap. So pretty big performance there by Tom Drain once again. Glasson, Holsborough, Gray and Breschner all on the leader's lap this time. Then we have Cotter, SA, Whale, Jess and Heffron all laps down to the leader. As we get set now for the tag, 125 Heavies, brought to you by Reed's ThriftyLink Hardware. It's Tane Ether on the pole, Andrew Hemphill in the 32 out of position number 2, Greg Williams in the 15, Curtis Dixon in the 2, Jareth Argus in the 22, Stephen Breschner in the 8. Then it's back to Robert Cribben, Nick Commons, Chris Sutherland, Anthony Barry, Brennan Shea, Aidan Cummins, Bruce Otter, Thurlston, Miller, Bullman, Hall and Dixon, the running order. As we get set for a start, they're in good formation now, Ether and Hemphill. Hemphill gets the jump, going with him on the outside is Dixon. Big, big gaggle of carts into each other right under the starter's tower. There's banging and crashing as they try to get going once again. So, not all the carts are back onto the track, I don't think, but it's Hemphill and Curtis Dixon who have the advantage. So Andrew Hemphill from Canberra in the Arrow. Curtis Dixon from Orange in the Studio 15 cart. He's been passed already by the 4 of Nick Cummins. So the yellow flag is out. Cummins in the 4 from Grenfell. The West Lime, the best lime. Arrow in second place, closing in now on Hemphill in the 32. So Commons and Hemphill. Hemphill protects that inside line into the double left-handers, but it means on the exit he runs wide, and Commons now is your race leader. So yellow flag still out, as a couple of carts rejoining the circuit now. So, a lot of talk over the radios. Nick Commons is your leader from Hemphill, Curtis Dixon, and now here comes Chris Sutherland, who's been quick all day. And Sutherland gets up in front of Dixon. He's got onto the back of Hemphill. So Cummins in the lead. That's Nick Cummins. No. As Otter makes the move, Bruce Otter up ahead of Tane Ether, and now he's got past Curtis Dixon as well. He's on the back of Andrew Hemphill. As the 64 and the 6, so that's Gregory Thurston and Aidan Commons. So, interesting, there's two carts out there that are two laps down on the field. So Nick Cummins, Christopher Sutherland, Bruce Otter, Andrew Hemphill, Curtis Dixon. So the black and white diagonals going out to the 64 and the 6. As Cummins in the lead across the line with 6 laps now completed. Sutherland, Otter, the next two carts through. Then it's Hemphill with Curtis Dixon trying to make a move on him. Miller is up past Cribbins now. As Hemphill under some pressure from Dixon. Hemphill and Dixon on the back straight. Battling it out for fourth and fifth position as they head into the hairpin. And now Miller gets up the inside. So Darren Miller gets past Dixon. That gives Hemphill some breathing room. And also getting through is the 80 cart of Cribben. So Dixon is backing up quite quickly now, late in this race, as they're on lap number 8. So Thurston in the 64 must have stopped down on the... Oh, no, there he is now, going across the line as the leader is coming down onto the back of him. So the leader will be coming up onto some back markers, and with only a 1 second advantage, he'll hope to be able to get through quite smoothly. So the blue flags are out, and Cummins gets through into the hairpin. He opens the door there. Sutherland gets through smoothly as well. Otter is about 2.5 seconds back off the leader. So Otter has the back marker to contend with now. Otter up onto the inside. And he's through into turn two in third place. Now Miller, then Hemphill. That battle's continuing with Cribben and Tane Ether. As the white flag is out, Nick Cummins is your leader. Sutherland holding off the challenge as the checkered flag has gone out. So checkered flag to Nick Cummins. Sutherland had closed the gap down to 0.5 seconds with Otter 1.9 at the end. Miller, Hemphill, then it goes back to Cribben, Tane Ether, Dixon, Breschner, Argus, Brent Dixon, Greg Williams, Shade, Bullman, Hall, Barry with Thurston laps down on the leader. And Aidan Cummins pulling off the circuit after 6 laps. So very interesting. Tag 125 Heavy, brought to you by Reed's Thrifty Link Hardware. Joel Jensen in the 99 and Hannah Tailby in the 65 start on the pole here in Junior National Heavy. Jack Lemon and Benito Montalbano in the 69 and the 44. 16 is Jaden Boulding. The 24 is Jeremy Hodges. 34 is Anthony Lebib. 48 is Taylor Harness. 38 is Blake Sinedro, and the 74P is Nicholas Punterio. As they go green, Bontebello gets himself checked up in the middle of the field. Harness is working down the inside, but she hasn't been able to get a run as well. as the leaders, Jensen Tailby, working their way through into turn three now, and Gaggler Karts all together there onto the back straight for the first time. Race leader heading down into the hairpin looks to be the 44 of Jack Lemon, I think, in the red driving suit. We'll see as it comes through. No, it's the 16. So the 16 of Jaden Boulding. Then it's Harness, Montalbano. Up there in the 44 then is Lemon. Labib, Sinedro, Jensen, Tailby, Hodges and Pontanero. So as the leader, Jaden Boulding is caught now by Harness in that Mad Harry Steel, number 48. Boulding in the WAS Automotive's top card. And Montalbano, the PCR from Wollongong. All nose to tail. And Montalbano making a big move on the inside, going into turn number one. As the 99 off the circuit there, Joel Jensen. He wasn't so far off when he came across the timing and scoring that he didn't get picked up, so that's good news. As the leader, Boulding, now Montalbano and Harness shuffled back to third, has got a bit of ground to make up. Further back then to Labib in the 34, ahead of Lemon in the 44 now. But Labib right on his back bumper. The 16 of Jaden Boulding. Then it's Montalbano. Harness in third, still 2-3 cart lengths back. Montalbano is the fastest cart on the circuit. Heat one was won by Taylor Harness from Jaden Boulding. Montalbano being disqualified out of third place. Heat two, Harness from Montalbano and Boulding. No penalties there in the front runners. And the three are all nose to tail once again. This time it's Boulding, Montalbano and Harness. Harness looking for a move down into the braking zone. No, thought better of it and pulled back into line. Top three, nose to tail here in Junior National Heavy. Heat number three. The WAS Automotive, number 16, from Grenfell, Jaden Boulding. This time Harness makes the move into the hairpin and Montebello's back to third. So what can Harness do now? She just put her hand up in the air, not quite sure what she was signalling. As the 16 of Boulding has a little bit of breathing room as they head down the front straight. He's got two cart lengths on Harness. Montalbano, a further two cart lengths back. Lemon, Labib, Sinedro, Hodge, Tailby and Jensen with Pontanero rounding out the running order. Now the Pontanero cart, a chance of going a lap down here as we approach halfway. And that cart is 27 seconds behind the leaders on a 35 second lap. So we're over half race distance now. It'll depend on this battle as to when they catch the Pontanero cart. And Boulding, Harness. Oh, Harness with a big run. But Boulding able to maintain position. Boulding onto the back straight. Harness again with a good run. Boulding just taking that inside line. Harness now trying to set up, dives up the inside, going into the infield. But Boulding still has her covered. Montalbano not really making the most of this battle as Harness now goes to the inside on Boulding. Boulding slams the door closed into turn number one and Montalbano's going to get the run down the back straight. Montalbano up the inside into turn two and takes second place from Harness. So Montalbano in the PCR cart. Harness back, straight back into second, going into the S's. And this has given Jaden Boulding some breathing room now. Into the hairpin, they're coming up onto the back of Pontanero in the 74 cart. So the blue flag is out at the start-finish line. Boulding is being caught by Harness, and they'll have a back marker to contend with by the time they get into the braking zone, you'd think, of the front straight. Blue flags are out, and a race leader is Boulding. Harness, then it's Montalbano back there in third. Boulding and Harness into the back marker right as they come onto the back straight. Did that impede either of the front runners? Montalbano can't get past on the straight, does so now going into the hairpin. Balding and Harness, first and second, with a white flag at the ready. Balding in the 16 card, just losing the front end as they come onto the final turn. Balding, Harness down, nose to tail into turn two. Nothing between them as they come out of turn two. Harness gets the run, the short shoot towards the S's, and Balding has still got Harness covered. They work their way down the back straight. Harness, Balding, which way will it go? Balding just trying to protect the inside. Harness was trying to make an inside move at the same time. They're nose to tail as they come through the infield for the final time. Montalbano comes in to make it a three-card snake across the line, and Balding will hang on. Harness through in second, and Montalbano back there in third. Fourth place goes to Lemon. Labib back there in fifth. Sixth place is Cinero. And then it's Hodges and Jensen with Tailby all on the leader's lap at the end of the run. Pontanero is back one lap down. So the 99 card had spun and has gone through. So Tailby getting ahead of Jensen at the end. So our front row finishing in 8th and 9th at the end of that run. Open performance to conclude our first day of racing here in the Barup Bull Bars, Bob High Memorial and Festival of the Kids. We hope you're staying around later tonight for dinner, because it will be a great meal. Plenty of entertainment as usual here at the Grenfell Kart Club. And then don't forget, racing starts, pre-finals commencing at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Pre-finals commencing at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. Open performance, it'll be Joel Townsend in the 13 who starts from the pole. Bruce Otter in the 72. Bruce Otter's in the 2 card in this one. We've got a cart in trouble, I think. We saw a couple of the Yamahas lose an engine early. And so that's the 89, the Esprit of Chris Thomas, who's pulled his cart off the circuit. And don't know if the officials want to get him a bit further off. But it's Townsend, all right, Matthew Nipperis in the 16 is the front row. Otter is on the second row with Gilby. Harrison Knight in the 72 comes out of position 5. Well, an optimistic start perhaps when they're not all in position. So we'll see if we get a start next time by Joel Townsend, Matthew Nipperis, the 13 and 16 off the front of the circuit. Townsend, Nipperis, they're in formation now. Nipperis gets a jump, but Townsend looked like he had him covered. No, Nipperis round the outside. Townsend covers off the move from Otter. Knight's already up into fourth. Nipperis getting away as 13 of Townsend, Otter, and Harrison Knight work their way down into the hairpin for the first time. So Matthew Nipperis just getting himself into a groove now. He's out in front, clean track. Then it's back to the 13 of Townsend, Knight, Otter and Gilby. Unfortunately for Christopher Thomas from Wagga and the Tony Cart with the twin clubmans, it is problems for him that has not seen him take the start. So Nipperis not getting away from Townsend here in this early going. Townsend just still sitting back within a half a second of Nipperis, who you can see madly banging through the gears up and down on this 600 metres of Grenfell kart track. Nipperis Townsend, Knight, Otter, Gilby, the running order. As they head through the infield, Nipper is still leading. Townsend and Otter with the pressure still right on there. And Gilby coming to the pits. That was very quick into the pits for Robert Gilby. As the leaders work their way onto the back straight once again, Matthew Nipperis is your leader by 0.3 of a second. Heat number one in open performance was Harrison Knight from Matthew Nipperis and Bruce Otter. Heat number two, Nipperis from Knight, Townsend and Otter. And here in heat three, we've got Nipperis, Townsend, Knight, Otter, the running order. So we're at half race distance next time by. And Nipperis out in front by 0.36 of a second. His last lap, his best, a 30.976. Townsend's best lap, a 30.996. As the leader heads down into turn two, Townsend just doesn't get a good run out of two. That gives Nipperis some more breathing room. Nipperis goes faster on lap five, a 30.971. Townsend, a 30.861, but the fastest on the circuit is Harrison Knight, a 30.736. So Harrison Knight, who runs in third, now starting to, in fact, start to put the pressure on Joel Townsend. But can he get past? That's the question. Townsend running a very solid race here in second. Nipperis goes quicker again on lap six, a 30.746. Harrison Knight, a 30.719. He goes quicker as well. So Nipperis now to the start finish line again. And the gap has closed right up, less than 0.2 of a second. Townsend on the back bumper of Nipperis with Knight right on his back bumper as well. They work through the S's once again. And it's Nipperis, Townsend, and then it's Knight with Otter rounding out the four carts still left out there. Unfortunately for Robert Gilby, his second drama of the weekend. And it looks like Otter might be having problems too. Otter, well, is he just cruising around saving tyres for tomorrow? I'm not quite sure what he's doing there, but he's losing a lot of ground to the front three. Nipperis, Townsend and Knight. White flag at the ready. Nipperis has skipped away here through the infield on this lap. So Nipperis has opened up a nice little buffer as Townsend, Knight not close enough to challenge under brakes. They're all there or thereabouts. But Nipperis looks like he's going to get his second win. Nipperis into the hairpin for the final time. Townsend has Knight's measure as well, so they'll stay in that order. Knight trying to make one final lunge, but Nipperis takes heat three. Townsend second, Knight third, and Otter will be in fourth place. So just a reminder, racing starting tomorrow morning with the pre-finals at 8 a.m. 8 a.m. here for the conclusion of the Bar Up Bull Bars Bob Hine Memorial and Festival of the Kids.